and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes Headquarters. Day 239. Is it ever going to end? Oh, apparently. Yes, we're all going to get a vaccine. It'll work in 90% of us. How will we know which 90%, Mike?
Toss a coin.
Guess who's not bothering? Me! I've decided, I actually said this to you earlier, didn't I? Let me say hello to everybody first. Hello, Jonathan. Hello, Paul. Jonathan can't complain. Does that mean there's no riots in Manchester anymore? Have they got rid of them? No, I actually said to Mike, I've decided after 239 days that I quite like being a shut-in, not going out anywhere. And I'm actually with, and I made the point of everything from 2016, basically. The Brexit thing, the Trump thing, the Boris thing, the COVID thing. And I said to Mike, I'm not scared of going out and catching COVID. I'm far more scared of going out and catching stupid. Therefore, I won't be going anywhere in a while. Does everybody else feel the same, or is it just me? CQ Deb, hello Kim. Anyone who goes on a protest doesn't need a vaccine. Well, not against COVID. Against stupid, yes, but not COVID. It's good it's 90% effective, Kim, but we're working out what's the 10%. Is it that it doesn't work in 10% of people? And if so, which people?
Domestos was 99%.
Domestos kills 99% of all known germs.
Yeah.
Yeah, but don't drink it.
It's just the 1% it doesn't kill. Domestos, for our American friends and even Australian friends, is
a
brand name of a strong bleach, yes, which takes us back to Trump.
Oh, bless.
So we won't go there.
No, don't go there. No. It's good news, but I'm wondering about the 10%.
Anyway, have you seen this?
Wait, what?
A Joe Biden presidency means the return of a long-held tradition of pets in the White House.
Oh, yes, there's
Donald
a dog.
Donald Trump was the first US president in more than 100 years not to have a pet. Democrat Mr. Biden is set to bring his two German shepherds, Champ and Major, with him to the sprawling residence after the inauguration in January. The dogs have a big fan base on social media. A Twitter page in their name has tens of thousands of followers.
Well, I'd probably follow the dog rather than any politician. Yeah. There you go.
Oh, look at the face.
They're gorgeous, aren't they? I saw them before. That's the piggy I saw.
Yeah.
They are beautiful.
Hello.
Nearly as cute as that husky that wouldn't get out the bath.
I've
been watching videos again.
Oh, that's Obama's.
That was Bo, wasn't
Portuguese
it?
Portuguese water dogs. Yes. Yeah. Isn't that what Joe's got?
Yeah, they're hypoallergenic.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
They are very, very prized and sought after here. He needed one because one of his children was allergic.
But they called Bruno.
And,
They called it Bruno.
Yes, but he called theirs Bo. The kids called theirs Bo. It was recommended to him by Ted Kennedy. So we're back to the Kennedys again. As being hypoallergenic, so the kids could have one. Weren't they promised a dog if he won? Because they'd have to put up with months of you know, shenanigans. And then they did get their dog. Bless. Still in Charles, a few more things to do. I certainly hope so. How do they tweet? Oh, Jonathan, have you not seen the Huskies talking to the Echo toy and Hey Google? It's hysterical. You can get the Echo lady to make animal noises, and people have done like a video of their dog reacting to the animal noises. Oh, what was it like? It was about 4 minutes long, wasn't it? I just laughed all the way through it. It was fabulous. Absolutely loved it. Anyway, weren't you thinking of a dog, Jonathan? And the way it's going, you'll be never leaving the house again. So
its developers,
be a good time.
Pfizer and BioNTech have said it's been tested on 43,500 people. Well, that's a drop in the bucket compared to the world. You know, that's not even a capacity of a United game.
Have you noticed? He's bordering on asking for a recount, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Mrs. Simon. They have VAs, Jonathan. Virtual assistants that can tweet for them. I had no idea they could be temperamental. In what way, Kim? They look very sweet. Our friends have been on a waiting list. Was it 3 years for a pop? And they got this pop about 4 months ago. But can you imagine being on a waiting list for that long? Wow. Pleased about the vaccine. Rushing out to millions of people feels a bit scary. Well, I saw this thing on the BBC and I thought it was so funny. No, it wasn't on the BBC. It was on Sky. It was on Sky News. And it had the official list. I didn't even know there was an official list, but it had the official list of who would be getting the vaccine. I'll send you the list. Guess who's right at the bottom of it?
Oh, Boris.
That would be me. No. It says, right.
Does it say Elaine Giles at the bottom?
It might as well. Right, here's the priority. There's 11 priorities. Older adults in residential care homes and care home workers. That's good news for Simon and Mrs. Simon and the family Simon. All those 80 years of age and over and health and social care workers. 3. All those 75 and over. 4. All those 70 and older. 5. 65 and older. 6. High-risk adults under 65. 7. Moderate-risk adults under 65. 8. All those 60 and over. 9. All those 55 and older. And finally, coming in at number 10, all those 50 or over. And there is an 11, everybody else, priority to be determined. Oh, well, never mind. I wasn't worried anyway. She's probably just as well. They have to pass the FDA rules and regs. Do you really think people back in April wanted to wait 4 or 5 years? No, I don't. But what I will say is, and we've said this before, the Black Death, the plague, they were all over in less than 5 years with no vaccinations. So 4 or 5 years might be a bit long. I don't know. I wouldn't be taking it. I'm not taking it. I'm certainly not taking it in the first round. Definitely not. Because they are, I mean, I've worked in this field from the other side, from the medical malpractice side. And where there are clear contraindications, doctors are giving it anyway, and then somebody will suffer for life. So I'd want to know all of the contraindications, and I'm not sure they could actually tell you. But we'll find out in time. It'll all find out in time. It'll be the counterfeit item, and Jonathan's worried about them entering the supply chain. Hi, Anthony. Oh... We've had counterfeit drugs enter the NHS before, and you think you're protected and you're not. I totally agree, Jonathan. Oh, if it can go wrong, it will go wrong. Boris is in charge, what can I say? Missy Simon is worried that her daughter will feel obliged to be in the first wave as care home worker, and you'd rather she didn't. I totally understand that. It's a tough choice, isn't it? Because I've said, we've had two stories in the last week. And it's been scary in terms of family. One was a gentleman, an older guy, and I think his wife, and his two sons had COVID, all of them. And he was getting on, the guy. He was, I mean, the sons were in their late 40s, so the guy was sort of 70-odd. And his wife died on the Friday. His first son died on the Sunday and his second son died on the Monday. And he survived. But he said he might as well be dead, and he wishes it was him and that one of the sons had survived, because the sons have like married with kids of their own. It's got to be something in terms of family relation there, hasn't there? And the second one was gentleman, his son and two daughters, and they've all got it. The guy's died, the daughter's in hospital, and the other two direly suffering, as if there's something genetic, but we don't particularly know what. Kim thinks they should go to healthcare workers and those in nursing homes first. I totally agree, Kim, particularly if they want it. But if they don't want it, I agree with Mrs. Simon, there will be some degree of pressure Just like people are screaming at people over anything now, it'll be like, you should have it. But, you know, it's you that's got to live with it or not, depending on the circumstances. For me, it's for nobody else to be involved. I mean, we talked about that one we had at school when we were about 13, didn't we? And the thing was, I'd already had it. So I'd already had it. My mum had sorted it out privately. But at school, the teacher, and I said, like, no, I'm not going for this because, I've, you know, my mum's already sent a letter in. Go down anyway. Go and have it anyway. You can't have the flaming thing twice.
BCG.
I can't remember which one it was, but I had already had it. And their attitude was, well, go down anyway. That could very easily, with somebody else, have ended up in that child having it twice, which would have been very dangerous. But you remember I told you about that belt that I had with a little secret pocket on that had the money in for the phone. On the way down there, I rang my mum and told her what she'd said. Needless to say, she said, go back to the classroom, I'll deal with it. Funnily enough, it never arose again. You know my mother. But things like that happen. Doctors miss contraindications and things. Or, in this case, you know, it won't have had a full 10-year trial period, will it? I personally would rather stay in the house than have the vaccine and then go out. Where are you on that scale, Mike?
I'm the same.
The dog wouldn't be offered it. She's not even in Category 11, is she? Bless her. Poor Lola. Right, let's have a look. Deb, you have to be your own best advocate on medical. I know that I am strongly allergic to certain things, and because of that, I would rather be in the last wave with this than the first wave, if at all.
You take it on a sugar lump?
I've no idea how you take it. I mean, when you see it, it looks like an injection.
Yeah. Don't like needles.
Well, I'm not overly fond, but I could put up with it. Oh, Jonathan says apparently you need two doses to be taken 21 and 28 days apart. So even after the first jab, 56 is nearly 2 months before you're protected. The thing was, didn't they say it didn't last long either? So you might be all right for 3 days, then you're off again. Kim doesn't think you should force anyone to get a vaccine, but if you want to go to school, etc., it's fair to the other kids. Yes, I agree to that. I mean, we've already got issues with that already, with standard vaccines that have been around for years and years and years. I would say, if that was me and I was school age and I didn't want to take it, then I should be homeschooled rather than put anybody else at risk. The nurses near Deb are required to take the flu shot to work at a hospital in the area. I get that. Again, there's two ways of looking at that, isn't it? If somebody ended up in hospital and caught flu off one of the nurses and ended up dying, that would not be good. But they're only a best guess anyway, because there's so many different kinds of flu. What would be one of the best things to come out of the COVID thing is if the washing of the hands and the not fraternising too closely stayed, and you could keep down other diseases because of it.
Yeah.
But I doubt it will. People can't wait to hug each other, so that's that out of the way.
Especially the Catanians.
I do believe it's optional for nurses in the UK, but it's not required. The sugar lump was the old polio vaccine.
Yeah, it was.
I did have one on a sugar lump, but I must have been about three, so I have no recollection of it. Jonathan hopes it lasts longer than 56 days or there is much point. The thing is, Jonathan, have they been able to test it for more than 56 days? It's going to be an ongoing thing, isn't it? Oh, Jonathan, yes, the tales Mike comes home with. Jonathan would love it if people at work wash their hands after the toilet or indeed managed to flush the toilet. Do you know in the UK we now actually have, the first place I saw this, was what was that place where I went for the Adobe gig? You toddle down afterwards. It was in the centre of Manchester near Minchell Street. Was it a college?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it was Manchester College.
Something like that.
It was a college in Manchester, but I don't know if it was actually Manchester College. And I'd gone down there for an Adobe gig. They'd hired out the place, so they were using, like, lecture theatres. to do, I particularly remember the one on Flash, but I think there was more than that. And it went on all day. And late on our way out, I left you with my bag, didn't I? I didn't want to leave my bag to go and use the facilities. So once Mike had rocked up to collect me, he'd come in and he'd done like the last couple of sessions. So I said to him, you keep hold of the computers, I'll go use the facilities. Went off to the toilet and I walked in. It was so tiny, you could barely breathe. And I opened the cubicle door, and obviously at that point you are facing the wall. There was a huge, night Jonathan, there was a huge poster facing me. And I looked at it and there was a picture on it, and I read the blurb underneath and I thought, you've got to be kidding me. You know, it's a joke. And I was literally waiting for Jeremy Beadle to bob out, who was our like candid cameraman. It was an outline drawing of a woman, because obviously it was the ladies, with her feet, I think it was sideways on, with her feet on the rim of the bowl with the seat up, doing her business facing the wall. And I'm like, what? And next to it, there was a cross next to that and a diagram showing you how to sit on the toilet and perform. And the instructions underneath prove that that's exactly what it was showing you. You know, do not stand on the seat. And I'm like, who in the right minds would go in the ladies and stand on the seat facing the other way? Apparently, it was foreign students who had no idea how a toilet worked. So it's not surprising, is it, when you go in and they're not flushed, because they probably have no idea what that's for either. I thought it was a joke and it wasn't. Oh, do you know what we've never covered on Marooned?
What?
In fact, if you don't follow me on Facebook, you may never have seen this. Apologies if anybody's eating, but I'm going to do it anyway.
I was going to change the subject.
No. Do you remember when we went to...
a link.
To what?
To my pack joy.
You do that while I find this other photo.
Pack joy we discussed last night.
This other photo popped up in Facebook about a couple of months ago. And said, you know...
As a memory.
Yeah, like 2 years ago. And I looked at it and I thought, yeah, that wasn't a good memory. I'll go and find it. But it was when we went to Dunelm. And I went in to use the facility.
In Japan, you stand and face the other way.
Well, fine. But in the UK, we don't. And we never have done.
Oh, I know which picture you're going to...
Yeah, now you've got the memory. And you shouldn't need instructions. Honestly. I mean, I know in France they do that. But I remember being in France and there was no instructions. Right, let's have a look. Do you know, I've never noticed the categories on there before. Now, where would we have been? Was it stinky? I think it was, wasn't it?
I love that, Kim. I said Sue learned to use the toilet properly.
Yes, but they were designed for that. A British toilet is not designed to be stood on, I can assure you. Good grief, you can barely sit on them. Oh, that's rather cool. That's not what I'm looking for, but it's rather cool. Right. Let's see if it'll find it from that. No, I knew you wouldn't. I knew you wouldn't, so now I need the maps.
So if you use a lady pipe, then you don't have to worry.
Exactly, I should take my lady pipe.
Yeah.
Want to know how stupid Facebook is? Facebook's stupid. You post in a genealogy group a picture of a form, an image of a voter's form, and they posted a notice at the bottom to find up-to-date information. That's classic. That is classic. But if you're used to standing, I can see where it... Yes, if you're used to it, but why would you climb on the toilet? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Right, I need to look for places. And Apple have changed all the photos. What have they done to me? I'll tell you what, we'll go for years. It was a couple of years ago, wasn't it? Oh, look at 2014 with the bears. That was when we went to the, and dogs, bears and dogs. No, it wasn't that long ago. I reckon it was around 2018. So if we look around 2018. Mind you, you're going to be... You have problems to find. Oh, look at you with the chocolate, Mike.
Oh, yeah.
A whole bag of it. Oh, he's good looking through your old photos, isn't it? Dunham Park. Wasn't in Dunham, was it? There's Chidge with his mankini. And there's you with that cheese. No, I'm not going to be able to find this like this. I'm going to have to do it with a search. Can't you search by location anymore? I used to be able to tap on a... Aha! Places. There we go. That's the only way I'm going to be able to do this. And it's not as far as Bolton, is it? Would you even say it was as far as Worsley?
No.
No, it's around Ermston Way somewhere, isn't it? But it's not at the hospital. Hang on. That looks like it. You're going to love this picture. Oh, that's Pets at Home with Lola. It was pre-Lola. I know that much. Oh, no. No, it must be in there. That'll be, there it is. See that? It was October 2017. So, picture the scene. We're heading up to Christmas. We head off into Dunelm, which is a local store. Household stuff.
House, yeah, bedding, carpets,
yeah,
curtains.
It's the one we've mentioned before in terms of it's on two levels and it's next to a motorway. And the whole place undulates. It's just scary. Right. Let's get... Oh, I haven't even got it running. Let's get the link to this first picture. One thing we always do when we go there is go into the cafeteria. And Mike always has a hot chocolate, don't you, Mike?
Yeah.
Is that going to copy the link? Excellent. So this is the first one, which is nice. Right, I'll go get the second one. If you're eating, don't look at the second one. The first one's Mike having it. So I then decides to use the facilities, which were standard. There was nothing complicated about the whole affair. It was relatively simple. I goes in there. One of them was unusable and this was the other one.
There's the toilet in Japan.
I'll have to have a look at that. So one was full of toilet paper and you couldn't possibly use it. And what I'm about to put as the image is the second cubicle. I marches out and tore them a new one, didn't I, Mike?
You did.
On social media. Right, this is the second one. Right, let's have a look at the toilet in Japan. This is why I don't leave the country. I'm sure it's going to be why I don't leave the country. I went to France and I was just grateful that my grandmother wasn't with us. Maybe. At least in France they put footprints, don't they? So you know where to stand.
True.
That's quite alarming. Quite alarming. No, I'm going to stay here with my own toilet. I think it was a child with... I reckon that was a child. But, I mean, there's a lot of it, isn't there? Mrs. Simon, I walked in and I thought, you know what? I'm not that desperate. But I thought, before I go...
But I can get some mileage on social media.
I'm going to take a photograph and I'm going to complain. So I complained to the staff and there was no staff, do you remember?
Yeah.
Couldn't find any staff. So I called them out on social media. Trust me, I was gone. I didn't even use the facilities. I thought I'd rather go somewhere else. That was actually Dunelm near Christmas. The end of October it was, 2017. We've not been back really much since, have we?
No.
It's not a great place anyway, that. Because it's probably about what? It's actually not that far. It's about half a mile from the recycling centre. It stinks. It absolutely stinks. How anybody works there, I don't know. I mean, on a bad day, with the wind in the wrong direction, you can smell this recycling plant here. But they are literally next door to it. And when we were looking for carpets, weren't we? Went to the carpet shop near Pets at Home.
Yeah.
And it was a really quiet day. We must have gone in the holiday and it was really quiet first thing in the morning. And I said to Mike, you get out and close your side and then I'll get out and make a run for it. And he said, why? It's not raining. I said, you'll know when you open the door. And he opened the door and went, good God. It's vile, isn't it? If only we had smell-o-vision, we could share it with you. So I did open the door, pinched my nose and ran for it. They must be used to it in the shops. Because as you go in, you're like, let me breathe some fresh air. And they just laugh. But it's bad. It's really, really bad. I can see the picky. Yes, I've seen the Japanese picky. I'm still quite concerned. It actually looks, you know, if you forget the little bit at the bottom, like a cradle for a baby, but we're probably not going to go there.
I was wondering if it's because of the wrapping.
What wrapping? So
on the text, but I've just copied the link again to see if that works.
Try the second one. It does work because I've seen it. Anthony had an elderly lady using the toilet at work and had a similar accident. Not as much as that, just a spot. Difficult to see due to the pattern of the flooring. I assumed it was a nappy that they'd kind of dropped and then just picked the nappy up and left the rest. But I don't know. And to be honest, it's not acceptable, is it, on any level? I mean, I know we're hypervigilant now because of COVID, but looking at that, is it surprising that people were catching colds and flu? No. I mean, you just couldn't leave it like that. I couldn't. If that had happened, I mean, I took the dog into the toilet, don't you remember, at Hyde Park?
Yeah, I took the dog into the toilet around the corner.
I think you had an easier job than I did. What a fiasco that was. We were at a beach soccer tournament and we'd taken Mayer, who was only a couple of months old, about 4 months. It was a boiling hot day. That was the day I met the Queen's chauffeur, who was saying how nice the dog was. And I think, right, I need the facilities. So I head off across Hyde Park and I'm thinking, I can't leave him outside. And he was ever so tiny. He's going to have to come in with me. Well, I gets in there, but what was he like for trying to escape? So there was me, there was him, there was my bag. This tiny cubicle. So I hung my bag on the hook and the dog's trying to get out under the door. They don't do that anymore, do they? They actually build the doors to the floor now. But there was like a gap underneath.
That's because of peeping Toms.
And escaping dogs.
Yeah.
And he would have escaped underneath it. And I'm like, what on earth am I supposed to do with him? So I did no more than used his lead and hung him up next to my handbag. His feet were on the floor, but he was like, why can't I move? Oh, I don't think he ever forgave me for that one. Oh, bless. There he was, hung up in the toilet.
Pull the hook off the door.
I was surprised he didn't pull the door off his hinges, to be honest. To say I was quick was an understatement. Oh, it was an understatement, that. The first time Kim tried to get Kiva in a porta potty was a riot. She wasn't having it. The dogs are just so fabulous. I've been watching dog videos and alternating them with panda videos, and they are just absolutely amazing. What was Lola like during dinner tonight? She's sitting there and she knows full well when we've finished, she will get some treats. And she was sitting there minding her own, not a peep out of her, but her tail, instead of just wagging it, it was actually going round in a circle. Never seen her do that for that long. I said, have you seen her tail? And it was like a helicopter, a blade flying round. You could get a draft off it. She was rather pleased. I offered her two treats. I offered her the brown one and the red one. For the last two occasions, she's gone for the red one. So I thought they were her favourites. Tonight, she went for the brown one. So all bets are off again. 2-1 now. Demand a recount. Demand a recount. Leave it alone. Anyway, this time tomorrow night, we'll know what Apple have got in store for us. I've got to sort a credit card out, haven't I, and get it on the account just in case. Just in case Timothy utters the magic words and it's available for pre-order right now. Always assuming it's something I want. Do you realise how little I've bought from Apple in the last 2 years? Mike says the credit card's not feeling it. Is he not feeling the love?
Yeah.
No, I haven't bought... The last computer I bought was 2 years ago. It was a MacBook Air. The last iPad I bought was 2 years ago, 11-inch iPad Pro. Last phone I bought was a year ago. So in the last 2 years, I've only had one phone, and that's it. Which is unheard of. Oh, that is so sweet, Kim. Kiva now knows when you say, stay safe, guys. It's time to go for a walk. Oh, she's so clever. She is so clever. Don't they pick things up fast? She'll probably wind it back until in the end it's when I say hello, it's time to be marooned. Mrs. Simon's taking wise precautions and hiding all the cards. Simon's working hard. You can see him stress shopping for unnecessary tech. You're going to have to explain the concept of unnecessary tech, Mrs. Simon. Everything here is necessary. All of it. Can I say who's the author of the novels of a Franco-Scottish detective who speaks with a French accent, can't find it by way of typing? Okay. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. I know exactly who the author is. I think I've got all of these. I had the first one on Audible and I didn't think the French accent was great myself. To the point they actually pulled that one and then put another one up. And they're all now narrated on Audible by this amazing guy who sounds fantastic. It is a lady, let me just check, but I think the lady is called Helen Fields or Helen Field. Let's try Helen Field. Helen Fields with an S. And the first book in the series, there's six now, I think, is called Perfect Remains. And if you've got Kindle Unlimited, you can get the book via Kindle Unlimited, which doesn't cost. So all the books are by Helen Fields and they all start with the word perfect. So the first one is Perfect Remains. And then there was, what was book two? There's book two. Perfect Prey. Followed by... where the heck's the third one? Why don't they just put them in the right flaming order? Perfect Death. Followed by... they are all in the wrong order. Perfect Silence. So they all start with perfect, but they're very good. There's kind of an understory going on between all the books as well, which is there's a lady involved. But I think, did he have a girlfriend and she had a boyfriend? It's a good understory anyway. It follows it through nicely, but I enjoyed them. Helen Fields. And I think they're all available on Audible as well if you prefer to listen to them rather than... oh, she's got another one coming out. Is that to do with... is that in the same one? The Shadow Man. The Shadow Man sounds like it's not in that series. No, a brand new crime thriller. Somebody called Elspeth. Looks like a completely new series. Ooh, I shall put that on my want list. I shall add that to the wish list. But yeah, I love that series. And there's another one as well. I love Scottish stuff. I just think it's brilliant. Well, I like listening to a Scottish accent, but they seem to be quite gritty, whereas British ones all seem to be in the ilk of Midsummer Murders, which is lovely, you know, but not really what I'm into. Mrs. Simon is a replacement shopper, only buy kit when it blows up. That does actually happen quite a lot here, to be honest. Do you remember when I was fixing that computer and it set on fire?
Oh, yeah.
The motherboard set on fire. Mm. I fixed it. But the thing was, for reasons unknown to myself, probably because it was difficult to get to the plug, I'd carried this computer. I knew there was something wrong with it, so unplugged it, got the side off, had a look inside, and I thought, right, let's see where we're at. And I carried it through to my mum and dad's bedroom, which was next to the office. And I plugged it in, and it set on fire on their bed. Better get this turned off and get the flames out before Mum sees it. But I fixed it, so it was no great crisis. Oh, he has three laptops, two computer screens, and a Hackintosh on his desk, and an iPad. And that doesn't count all the servers and Apple Mini things or numerous phones. Oh, no. Oh, dear. That does not look good. Hello, Paul. How are you doing? Well, maybe you should be in the market for a new phone, and then you'd feel the love of new tech. That might work. Is anybody else buying tomorrow? I'm fingers crossed for a Mac Mini. I'm very tempted with a Mac Mini, but it would need to be a silicon one. You do blame me. Mike, we're influencers. Yes, but I've just said we've only bought one phone each in the last 2 years. So maybe it's Munchausen's. Maybe I'm tempting other people to buy so I don't have to. No, I definitely want the tech. No, I'm definitely in the market. We are, aren't we? For a Mac Mini, if there is one, and an iMac, whether there is or isn't. Because we've got shuffling to do in December. Oh, talking of which, let's get that up and do a count of days. Right, we're in the month. Right, okay. So today is the 9th, isn't it? Mike is finishing for Christmas in 19 working days. Yay! And I'm promised a better time than last year, aren't I, Mike?
What about me?
Well, yes, yours wasn't fun.
No.
No, but I was lonely.
I lost a parent.
Yeah, me and Lola were lonely. For weeks. Wasn't it 3 weeks?
Yeah.
Poor Lola, going out for a walk with me. It wasn't as much fun as you, Daddy.
No.
I have a bad habit of tying dogs to trees, don't I, for a breather?
Yes.
God, may I nearly uprooted the last one. I did pick the biggest tree, but it didn't stop him. This is the lad who could break a tow rope. He was far too strong for his own good. He really was. Kim can't buy anything till the fridge is paid off. Oh, no. Is this going to be the biggest expense we've ever heard of for repairing a fridge? You're going to be disgusted, Kim. Our fridge was £199. That was to buy it brand new. Which is why I don't bother with insurance. If it breaks, I just buy a new one. And I would say to them, just drop it at the front door and we'll do the rest. That's why I can't be doing with stuff like that. Many years ago, we used to rent a TV. Did you ever do that?
I think we did.
Was it Ready Fusion?
Ready Fusion or Rumbelows.
Rumbelows. It was Rumbelows, yeah. Mum rented from. And it was, we did have a black and white TV and then it went to colour and they were quite expensive. So people would rent a TV. I mean, less so these days. But back then, that was quite common. And Mum had like rented this colour TV. But when anything went wrong with it, they came out and fixed it. She then decided in 1982, and I can remember this for a fact because it was the day I went to London on my last year trip, that she'd buy one. So we got this colour TV, a Sony it was. It lasted years and years and years. So it was way cheaper than renting it. In fact, we still had it when you were here. And it was, she was so determined that she'd bought this thing that when the switch broke, you could push the switch in, but it would pop out. So she said, I'll sellotape it. And she did. She sellotaped the switch, pushed it. But in the end, you know, it wasn't having it and she needed it repaired. And she did actually manage to get a guy out to repair it. And this TV must have been easy 15 years old at that point. And he had the piece to repair it. But these days, she got a fridge. An oven, a cooker. And within 8 months... they came out to fix it and said, well, we'll have to swap it because we can't get the parts anymore. It's too old. Mum's like, it's 8 months old. Because in her day, do you remember that cooker that Gran had?
Yeah.
That was actually Mum's. That caused ructions, you know. My mum and my aunt both bought the same cooker at the same time. And it was a gas cooker. And within a couple of, probably about 15 months, they were moving house to houses opposite each other. And my aunt sold her gas cooker because it was a really expensive cooker. This, I think it was about 600 quid back then. And we're looking at 1976. It was expensive. So she sold it, got a load of money back. And my mum said, I'm going to give it to Gran so she's got a decent cooker. So my mum was not out of pocket in terms of she'd already, but she could have made money by selling it, which my aunt did before my mum did. You know, so Gran would either have had to have made do with the kind of two sticks she had, or Mum would have given it to her. And my gran's like, but then you've lost money, so let me pay. And my mum's like, no way. No way. This was why they used to fight like cat and dog, wasn't it? Oh, she was selfish. I mean, they could have gone halves. But oh no, oh no. But that one, again, it got to be about 25 years old and it was still repairable. Buy anything now and you can't repair it tomorrow, much less today. First TV at a garage sale, $20. Wow. I did get a really nice black and white one when I was about 14. It was like a periscope and the screen turned sideways. It was only about 6 inches. But the whole thing could either be, I mean, the screen was the right way round, but you could stand it up on its narrow side or you could lay it flat. It was fabulous. Sony it was. Loved it. Can't use it anymore, though, because they turned off analogue, didn't they? Which begs the question, how's that telly that was interfering with the internet interfering with the internet? Because they turned analogue off years ago. Don't remember mum going on.
Yeah.
Won't be able to use my TV because it's analog. So Mike and I went out to Tesco's, didn't we? We came back with a Digibox. Are they called Digibox?
Yeah.
It wasn't a monkey box. It was a Digibox. £20, I think it was. Or was it 15?
I can't remember.
About 15, I think. Installed it. Said to her, here's a new remote for the TV. Well, have we got a new remote for the TV? I said, because now it's digital. And she went, well, how? Never mind, mother. Just point that at that and press a number. Oh, I totally agree, Kim. When companies say it's eco-friendly, they are just the biggest hypocrites on the planet, and Apple are the worst of the lot. Absolutely worst of the lot. So, oh, Tracy had a Sony as well. Stopped working 2 years, 2 months. Repair was so expensive. TV broadcasting on 16.9, that's another thing, isn't it? Screen isn't right. Touched it and bought a Panasonic. Now, my aunt got a Panasonic microwave. Mum didn't like Panasonic. I don't know why, even before this incident. But I've always had good use out of Panasonic, so I don't know what her problem was. But my aunt decided she was going to get a microwave, a combi oven thing, a microwave and an oven. And, you know, it came with a big, thick instruction book. And she decided she was going to cook a chicken in it. And there was something about you put it on the microwave bit to get it defrosted. And then there was like a spit that it went round as well. So this chicken wasn't just sat there. It was on some kind of spindly thing. And you did this for half an hour and that. And I'm thinking, good grief, you could go out and buy one ready cooked by the time you finished. But she set it all up per the instructions in the book. And then she went upstairs to work. She worked in the smallest bedroom in the house. And I should say on paperwork, not on anything else, not on anything dodgy. Anyway, she could hear the thing pinging and she could tell from the timings it had done the first bit and then it had done the second bit. So she goes down and she puts it then in this, lifted the spit thing onto where it should be and watched it going round for a bit. And it said, you know, like, leave it for 90 minutes. Oh, my God. Not only did it cook the chicken, it set on fire inside the oven, which set the oven on fire, which set the kitchen on fire. She never cooked a chicken in it again. Had to rebuild the kitchen. That was a Panasonic. She got onto Panasonic and played holy heck with them. And they actually replaced it for her free of charge. Oh, not good. Not good. I think it was her, to be honest. Oh, do you know, we had a reel-to-reel tape recorder. It's in the loft. Maybe that was a Panasonic and that's where I've seen it.
My mum had a reel-to-reel.
I can't remember what the make is. We've actually got a cassette. Yeah, well, not a cassette, you know what I mean, a reel with Grandad on it. I think she kept the reel-to-reel so you could take that off. Got my video somewhere as well that needs to go on DVD.
Got my video somewhere.
Oh, Mike did a fabulous video, didn't you?
Yeah.
In your youth. What was the remit of that?
How to put a cricket box on.
No, it was how to demonstrate something with your hands, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I guess it could have been worse. But not much. Do you remember Nina being so innocent? She said to Chidge, what's this soap dish for? And he went, that's not a soap dish, it's a box. And she said, well, either way, isn't it to put the soap in? He said, no. So he explained, and she was like, ah!
For anybody who isn't from the UK, who doesn't know what a cricket box is.
Oh, of course they will. Oh, have you got pictures?
Yeah.
Oh, dangerous.
It's something that a male cricketer puts down their trousers to protect their vulnerable parts from a cork ball being delivered at about 100 miles an hour.
So you think a plastic shield's going to do any good at all? It's like a lady pipe with no pipe. Oh, Paul. He didn't pack the cable boxes and DVD players with the remotes. Oh, no. Pam wants some of the boxes connected. I have no clue. Oh, Paul. You know what you need for that, don't you? That we might see tomorrow. Those Apple tag things.
You know, it's too late for that.
You stick a tag on it and you know where it is. That would have helped. Wouldn't you think Apple would build that into the Apple remotes? Oh, you're going to be in deep doo-doo, Paul.
Kim gets it now. I don't know if Paul from Sydney's still on, but I don't think I need to explain.
No, you wouldn't need to explain that.
I'll just say Lillian Thompson.
Oh. Now, see, Anthony's had a Panasonic microwave for 14 years. Yeah, the magnetron is the big thing. You know, if that's gone, it's knackered. But, you know, they can be replaced. You clearly were not cooking the chicken in the same way my aunt. But there again, my aunt couldn't cook anything. She had the same, as we've just ascertained, she had the same oven as my mum. They went to the same place to buy meat for Christmas. And we ate at our house first, I think. And my uncle was saying how fabulous it was. And my mum said, well, we've bought the same meat. So when we went to their house, oh, good grief. They ended up having to buy special steak knives to cut this stuff. It was inedible. It was totally inedible.
Oh, how was your steak tonight?
Nice. It was thicker than normal.
Yeah, mine was a bit chewy and a little bit on the red side.
It was chewy on the red side, but I wouldn't complain.
No.
It was edible.
Good.
And Lola was sniffing.
I won't complain either, seeing it was me that cooked it.
Yeah, you better not. You have to tell yourself off. It's going to be a comedy of errors to locate the correct remotes.
Paul's already in it at the moment.
He's in trouble. Yeah. He's in trouble. What I do, I know it's after the horse has gone, Paul, but I did actually, as soon as I open a device, it's labelled. Just saying. So I do, I open that drive on Friday night, slapped a label on it. So the drive's got a label on it. It has a sequential number on a yellow label, which is its unique ID. Then it has its drive number underneath it on a white label. And the plug has a label on it saying what make and drive it was. So I can marry them up. Just saying. Sorry, Paul. Kim says your family and fires, you're seeing a trend. Well, yes, there was the tent fire, wasn't there? There was then when my dad set fire to the peat pot and said it was the dog. The dog didn't smoke. And he dimmed a fag out in the peat pot. It smouldered for 3 days before we found where the smell was coming from. Thank God it wasn't a plastic pot. But tell you what, the pot that it was in, which was like a pot, was hot when we picked it up. Oh. Paul's denying all knowledge of ever packing the stuff. That's a good way. Oh, Anthony nearly had a similar situation. It's these combination ovens. You don't use the oven bit. Exactly. That's the problem. He started smoking. That happened to us. And again, it's exactly the same situation as you. You don't tend to use the oven bit. But while you're cooking in the microwave bit, it's like the steam and stuff settles on the grill bit. So when you do turn the grill bit on, smoke city. Not actually anything wrong with it, but you wouldn't want to use it, would you? No, we have to use that every couple of weeks, don't we, Mike?
Yeah.
With a cup of cold water, just to make sure that it's okay. Paul's got his eye on a new labeler.
I do toast in there, so I'd use it.
The microwaves we've got now are exactly the same as the one that started smouldering, yeah. But Mum never used the grill part.
Yeah.
I think it was just she wanted one of a certain size and that was the one and that was it. But Paul, now is a very good time to make a pitch for a new labeler, isn't it? A very, very good time. Oh, yes, my motherboard fire. Good grief, Kim, I'd forgotten that one. Yes, right on my dad's side of the bed, that was. And the thing was, I'd plugged it in. It didn't set on fire straight away. I managed to get my head inside the box first. So I'm looking at the bit that I thought was damaged, and I'm thinking, what's that sizzling noise? And I literally swung my head round like 6 inches and thought, oh God, the motherboard's on fire. And my head was in the case at the time. Don't let me near anything. That wasn't my fault. This is what buying cheap does, doesn't it, Mike?
Yeah.
I had to put together 4 servers. And we had them in a server rack in the office. And it was like, I don't really want to spend that much money. So it was like, well, that one will do. I don't need the really expensive one, do I? Which might have been a better idea. Having said that, you know, only one of, I think we had 12 servers on there at a time. Only one of the 12 set on fire. When I told Mum, she nearly went bald. I didn't tell her it was in her bedroom. I didn't think it was wise to add that to it. I just said, oh, the motherboard's fine now. And she said, you sure? She said, I thought I heard you say something. And I thought, yes, you probably did. And it wasn't safe for work. And I said, no, it's fine now. I said, but it kind of caught fire. Anyway, it's all right now. Oh, you're at the new house when they packed those items, waiting for the cable guy to call. Well, you see, you can't be in two places at once, can you, Paul? This is your excuse. But if you're already in deep doo-doo, pro tip, don't make any excuses. Not until Mrs. Paul has calmed down over the missing remotes. Do you know a good place to put those would have been? In her handbag. Wouldn't have lost them then. That's what Mum would do. She would have a handbag. Well, she actually had what she called a shopping bag. She had a handbag, but she had a shopping bag as well. And it was big enough. Well, I'll give you an example of how big it was. When my aunt needed to take her cat to the vet because it was poorly, she didn't have a transport thing for the cat. And the cat ended up going in my mum's shopping bag. So you can imagine how big it was. Probably room for about 3 cats. Ooh, that one sounds fabulous, Anthony. Wireless network labelled. And mine's just a hand thing. But it works. I think the trick with it is, one, it needs to work, and two, you need to use it. Kim's got labels as well. Kim's car caught on fire. No, I've not had a car catch fire, Kim. Not yet. And I'm not going anywhere anytime soon, so not yet. Nearest I had with my car was the exhaust. It was making a noise. And I said to my mum, you know, I'm going to need to get this in a garage. It's making a noise. But she wanted to go shopping, and she could pout for England if she didn't get her own way, couldn't she? Mm. Oh, she could. So I said to her, I'll take you shopping first, and I'll do that either tomorrow or later today. So we're coming out of Sale Town Centre, which you've seen in Pickies. It was the bit near the town hall. And there was this almighty crash. I mean, the thing was popping and banging on with itself to start with. But there was this almighty crash. So I stopped the car and I got, because I could see in the rearview mirror what the problem was. I stopped the car. The exhaust had fallen off, the back part. And I walked behind the car, picked it up, opened the boot, slung it in, got back in and drove off. You should have seen the people at the bus stop. The look on their face. Well, I could hardly leave it in the middle of the road, could I? Plus the fact, if I could have got to the garage and they didn't know what number, then they could have looked at it. So, yes, I've had that. I've had bits fall off, but not catch on fire. Oh, Paul, not even connecting the equipment up in the same way. This is going to be fun, isn't it? I hope you've got TV again by Christmas. 2, Kim. Good grief. You stopped at a gas station to have it put out. These are gas stations where they tell you not to smoke. Those ones. Did it get put out? How close did you get? Oh, can you imagine if the fumes had caught fire? Oh, no. Oh, you are so bad. So we all need labellers. So I'm now looking at this labeller from Brother. The one that Anthony's got. Because now I want a posh, nazzy one. Oh, it's not loading in for me. Come on. Ooh, that does look nice. Do you know, I like Brother equipment. Oh, come on, I've already said yes. Let me have a look at it. Ooh, that does look very nice. But the printer we've got We've not actually had it that long, I don't think, and it's shocking. And looking at the price of that network label printer, yeah, no. We didn't pay that for the printer, but I think we might have to splash out on a new printer. Do you know things I just don't like spending money on? Things like printers. They are spawn of the devil. They work for 5 minutes and then they're off. So I don't like that. I don't like having to spend money on that. I'm not a fan of spending a huge amount on keyboards or mice either. Having said that, you know, the two that are sat here are probably about £230. Not good. I wonder Apple want to stop supplying bits and pieces with them.
$34.44.
Oh, it wasn't that when I last looked, and I couldn't make head nor tail of the fact on Google it had the four quarters, and then flashing in the corner, it looked like they were still playing in the fourth quarter. But in a column called T, which was next to the fourth quarter on the right, there were figures in there as though it was all over, but it wasn't $34.44. Oh, sorry, Kim. Now you know how Mike feels. Mike has ultimate sympathy, don't you? Sport can be thankless at times, can't it?
Yeah.
You've got TV, just a little trouble changing channels. Paul, we can assure you it's the same garbage on all of them, so you're missing nothing. As long as you can't get the news channel, you'll be fine. Oh, did Paul miss it when I said I'd watch some American news channel? I was horrified. It was nothing like a news channel, but it was live on YouTube, and I was recording a Christmas film at the time, so I couldn't watch the BBC. So this thing was on, and I'm like, is this the news? Is this really the news? And apparently it was. Yeah, Kim put me right, told me what to avoid, which was basically all of it. Which I think is a good advice, don't you, Mike?
Avoid it all.
So, we are going live early tomorrow. Don't miss it. Paul's using his Apple TV, so he's fine. I've just been given 3 months of Apple TV for free. I think everybody's got it. Well, you didn't, because you didn't have it, did you, Mike?
No.
But extra. And it said, you know, got such amazing stuff on there. And I thought, and I've watched nothing. Absolutely nothing. But seeing as I got it free till February, might have a dabble over Mike's holiday at Christmas. You never know.
And what? don't forget, when we say, stay safe, guys.
We've got to whisper.
Yeah, because Kiva will be up there.
Kiva will be gone.
Getting the lead.
Oh, she's so clever. Yes, we're going early tomorrow. Don't forget. It starts at T-3, which is 4 o'clock our time, which is 8 o'clock in the morning, West Coast, and 11 o'clock, East Coast. So you've been warned. That is Marooned, which we are following by MacBytes Live. And then we've got Apple, and then we've got the postmortem, which could include a live purchase if there is anything to buy. You've been warned. Maybe that'd work for Simon. He could just listen to us buying and that would be enough. In fact, Simon might not be able to buy at all. Mrs. Simon got the power. Oh, and yes, Paul's got the iPad as well. So you're absolutely fine.
Is 3 a.m, Paul.
Sorry about that, Paul.
You can blame Apple for that.
Yes, blame Apple. Oh, Kim's going for a shower with us. Jane used to do that. Now Kim is in the shower. Fabulous. Fabulous. No problems at all with that. But for the moment, I'm going to say good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we'll both see you tomorrow. Stay safe, guys.